Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of standards right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. That's really what I want you to be. Just be part of the conversation, right? There's so much news coming at me. I'm looking at this going, okay, where do you start? You really could have a field day if you just did nothing but discuss Joey B's blunders. You could have a field day. And you heard today, you know, they're trying to pin, Russia's trying to pin the attack on the fuel depot of theirs inside of Russia on the Ukraine. Because you couldn't put it past Russia at all. Or you wouldn't put it past. You couldn't put it past Russia. To kind of create their own issue, their own problem. And then blame it on Ukraine. Yeah, I mean, what do you think? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And being part of the conversation. You know, it seems like we're talking about this every night. Right? I mean, it seems like every single night we're talking about the LGBTQ community. And, you know, you can look at it two ways. One is that you're bringing more awareness to what's going on with them. Right? Or number two, it's like, why are you helping? Look at the gay Disney employees are ripping the company's stance on the Florida bill. Right? Some of them are saying Disney does not speak for me. And this is kind of like when Xander Gibb, God rest his soul, was on the show. He used to say the same thing all the time. He'd say, why do you, his words, not mine, why do you straight guys always just assume that the whole gay community thinks the same way? And you know, truly, it was an eye opener because we keep talking in such a fashion where we do believe they all think the same way, and they don't. You know, not only does Xander think differently, but I've got a couple of other gay friends that'll say to me, you know, we shouldn't be lumped in with everybody else. We do not feel the same way. Seriously. So, instead of always saying the gay community wants, I don't know how you rephrase it, but it's not true. The gay community as a whole doesn't want. Now, a gay Disney employee trashed the company over its opposition to parental rights in an education bill recently and said, they don't speak for me. Gary Lucia spoke out against Disney's opposition to the bill, saying, though his experience as a gay man, that he understands his fellow LGBT co-workers and their feelings about the bill. Lucia then pointed out that the bill doesn't use the word gay, nor in it. Doesn't use it at all. He called the messaging against the bill pushed by the Magic Kingdom a Trojan horse. See, here's the thing. We keep letting them get away with it. We keep letting them put the narrative out there, and we fall in line with it. They got us. It's a joke. Don't let them do that. Don't let them yank us in like that. He said, these are sad stories. I emphasize with the emotion involved, so I understand why there's a, you know, like a visceral way of looking at this, or the way people look at this. You know? He said they purposely mislead by using the nickname Don't Say Gay. He said it drew people in and got them all fired up because they thought the bill was attacking gay people. He said it's a headline. It's a quick soundbite. You know, with that one line, it seemingly told you everything you needed to know about the bill. Now, Lucia says that name was done intentionally. They did that intentionally. Yes, they did. Of course they did. Not stupid people. They want to get people all rifled up, he said. Those fighting the bill knew that any attack on gay people would be met with outrage. It always is. And it doesn't matter whether it's real or not. It's just met with outrage. Sounds bad. It's no different in the way they use racism. It's no different in the way they go after the black community. You know what those Republicans said? You know what they did? The detractors of the bill use this to lure you in, he said. Right? They want to hide the gender ideology part of the bill, which is what people should really be concerned about. The public was being played. Gay people were being used as pawns. You know, you need more honest people like this. On all sides. On every aisle. In every lane. The Disney employee wrote that gender ideology is the core of the teaching of gender identity. He calls it a form of conversion, likened to religious groups that attempt to pray the gay away. Lucia wrote that he agreed with the newly enacted law that he does not agree with the Disney LGBTQ plus leaders. I mean, he probably actually read the law. There's a shock, isn't it? He said the biggest irony of it all is that the organization, its ally, and allies, in quotes, who are condemning the Don't Say Gay bill, are the same people who almost never say the word gay themselves. They're always referring to the LGBTQ community. We'll talk more about it. Quick wrap up on this side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Don't you love those bass lines? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I always say, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. First, get informed. Don't be spewing stupid stuff. I hate cleaning up the messes after you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. All right, let's get back at it. There's so much to talk about. There's actually so much to get through, right? We were talking about the gay Disney employee. Who says, look, here's the deal. You know, not everybody's on the same page. And I keep telling you guys this, true. Not everybody is on the same page in these different groups. In this particular employee, agreed that this is, he wrote that gender ideology is the core of the teaching of gender identity. Call it a form of conversion, if you would. He likened it to the religious groups that attempt to pray the gay away, as he put it. Lucian wrote that he agreed with the newly enacted law, and he doesn't agree with Disney's take on it. Well, it wouldn't be just Disney's, it'd be pretty much anybody who went down that road. He said, let me speak for myself. I'm not an LGBTQ or LGBTQ plus or LGBTQIA plus. I'm gay. I'm just gay. And when you refer to me as LGBTQIA plus, it's offensive to me. You're putting a label on me that I never approved of. You're lumping all these groups of people together, and we are not a monolith. You include the word queer as part of that label, and I am highly offended by that word, which is a slur that has been used to attack me. I never did understand that. I never did understand why they would embrace the word queer, but even at its base level, it doesn't have a good meaning. And it has nothing to do with sexual orientation and everything in the world to do with what it actually means. So it's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And get involved and get engaged. Head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or Mike Lindell will give you at least 50% off using my name. Yeah, that's right. Use promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save about 50%. Some cases up to 60% on some of the products. And, man, I'll tell you what, you know, we have the sheets. I'm not just saying this. I don't need to. We have the sheets. Love them. Pillowcases, they're great. The towels, the slippers, I mean, truly have quite a few things that he sells. The nice thing about it is that when you support him, you're supporting other Americans. You're supporting an American company. You're supporting somebody who supports people like me, who supports, you know, conservative values and conservative issues. And that's what we should be doing. This is perfect. Why would you spend money at Disney when you could be spending money with Mike or organizations like Mike's, MyPillow.com, and he's not giving money to organizations you can't stand. He's not giving money to organizations that are 180 degrees from what you believe to be truth. So why would you do that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, on the way out, promo code Joe. Get you at least half off, if not more. And we all, makes us all happy. Joe. Really simple. J-O-E. Joe. All right. Will Smith. You know, and I don't, you know, if you know what this means, hop on the chat room, tell me what it means. You find it at JoeMessina.com. You know, I don't know what, I don't get this. Will Smith resigns from the Academy after Chris Rock, at the, you know, that whole slap. He said, I betrayed the trust of the Academy. Well, if you were so set back by it, why didn't you leave when they asked you to? Smith resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. He announced his resignation in a statement on Friday that states that he has betrayed the trust of the Academy. I've directly responded to the Academy's disciplinary hearing notice, and I'll fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. You know they won't do anything to him, right? I mean, think about it. What exactly are they going to do to him? He's one of the biggest box office draws, whatever they are. Get my Boston coming out. Right? And he makes the studios millions of dollars. Who's really honestly going to can him? Nobody. I've directly responded to the Academy disciplinary hearing notice. Okay, yeah. So? He said the award presentation where I slapped Smith was painful and inexcusable. God, the list of those I have hurt is long. It includes Chris, his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, and all those in attendance. Smith added that he deprived other nominees and winners of their chance to celebrate. Right, because you were celebrating. You shouldn't have been. Grab the trophy and go. Get out of there. David Rubin, president of the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Sciences, said in a statement that it's accepted Smith's resignation and will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against him. We have received and accepted Mr. Smith's immediate resignation. We will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings because he violated the Academy standards. God bless. Did you see how they were dressed out in the room? What are the standards? Seriously. With the language, with the movies, with everything. Well, what are the standards? I don't get it. Always amazing to me. And then the foul language. What is this? Does that make you... I'm going to say it. Does that make you more of a man when you use foul language? Does that make you a tougher person? Right? I mean, it's just wrong. If you believe that, then you need some serious psychiatric treatment. Now, here's what I really love. I want you to think about who's saying this. Smith says, violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior last night at Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Violence in all of its forms. Does that include the movies? Just asking. When you're showing violence in a movie, like the good guy wins, I mean, I get all of that, but is that destructive? Is it poisonous? Then why do you promote it? I never get these people. I don't think they pay attention to themselves. I really don't. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see to the Joe Messina Show.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the market and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announces that it will lift Title 42 as of May 23rd. That measure required the removal of illegal immigrants, single adults, and family units arriving at the U.S. southern border in order to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Former Vice President Mike Pence, no fan of the move.
It really is a disgrace that the administration would literally take us from the frying pan to the fire. We're a crisis on the southern border, and now they're intent next month on making it even worse by repealing Title 42.
The Ukrainian city of Mariupol estimates it'll take at least $10 billion to repair infrastructure damage caused by Russian troops. The mayor telling the city council that war criminals must be punished for all damage and human suffering. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
You want some cardio, buddy? Yes, now. Show with senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Right? You want to be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution. That's really the only way to do these things. Is to get engaged, get involved, and understand what it's all about, right? God, I love this. I don't know if you... We'll get back to the story in a second, but I don't know if you guys do this, but here in California... The Republicans were trying to put a pause, if you would, on the gas tax. And the Democrats have a super majority here in California in the legislature. They should have done this themselves. They could have done this themselves. They could have canned this in a heartbeat. And they chose not to, obviously. So, when Assemblyman Vince Fong brought this forward... He could not get them to understand what he was saying. Now, he put his name on it. He authored it, along with a few other Republicans. But only in California does a Democrat-controlled legislature hijack a bill that suspends the state gas tax temporarily and replace it with one that actually increased taxes. Right? I mean, they added electric cars. They added all kinds of stuff. So he starts off with a simple bill, like my favorite, it's like one-page, two-page bill. To suspend the gas tax to help out California taxpayers. The Democrats grab the bill and they start making all kinds of amendments and changes to it. Now, flips the bill now to where it actually is going to cost you more tax dollars. And when he starts pushing back and arguing... Because they're saying to him, you know, will you accept the amendments? Will you keep put your name on the bill? He looks at one of the Democrats and says, hey, you put your name on the bill with me. You be the co-author. The Democrat says, she says, no, I've got other bills I've got my name on. Not this one. We'll talk about it later on. He wouldn't give up. He stayed on her. And he wouldn't give up on her. And finally, they shut off his mic because he kept saying, wait a minute, this is not my bill. You cannot push this through like that. This is not my bill. And it was like he wasn't even in the room. Right? Not even there. I don't know how they see this as a reality. They see this as a real thing that they need to deal with. And don't understand how much they brought the taxes up in just a two-hour conversation. Anyhow, you're hearing now, or some of you had heard, that there's a seven-hour gap on January 6th between the White House, you know, and White House phone calls and the president and all this other fun stuff. And the logs were subpoenaed by the, you know, January 6th committee or whatever it's calling, the farce, the January 6th farce committee. The seven-hour gap, though, that they're looking at, according to CNN, may not be as much of an eye-opener as they thought it was. A source told CNN six pages of the White House switchboard logs for January 6th were complete based on an official review of the records. There's no missing pages. There's no missing calls. Nothing's been erased. Right? There's no missing page. And the seven-hour gap was likely explained by the White House use of landlines. White House cell phones and personal cell phones that don't go through the switchboard aren't logged in. The calls aren't logged. Now, CNN, of all places, so you know it's going to be true, reported that the seven-hour gap was likely not due to what Trump critics have alleged, that the then-president used burner phones. Look at how quick they went to that, right? Right, 7 hours missing. That's because they were using burner phones. They were setting this whole thing up. We told you something was there. Oh, Hunter's laptop? Yeah, we're not concerned with that. That nothing to do with anything. Okay, come back to the burner phones. Sick people. No, really, to hate somebody that much, lie that much, cover up for the people you know, well, maybe they don't believe that they're doing anything wrong. Multiple CNN sources said that Trump's typical phone habits contributed to the gap. The then-president rarely placed calls through the switchboard when he was in the Oval Office. He also he used a cell phone. Well, do you blame him? He used his cell phone all the time when he was at the White House. Axios reported that Trump executive assistant Molly Michael was absent for most of January 6th. She had personal reasons she was out. Giving handwritten notes on Trump's unscheduled meetings and calls was part of Michael's duties. So the fact that switchboard doesn't have a log is not unusual. There were many days like that. And many days, Trump had staff members place calls for him. Other forms, the president did like, you know, an ex-White House staffer told CNN that the then-president, Barack Obama, wants to make a call to someone from the Oval Office. He normally would ask an aide to dial the person. Two different styles, two different ways of doing it. But it has to be sinister. You notice that with Trump, everything has to be sinister. With Obama, Clinton, the Clintons, Joey B. Nah, it's all above board. Nothing to worry about. We got you here. Everything covered. Oh, God bless America. There was a nurse that was suspended for ratting out the school's devious puberty blocker policy. Yeah, you say that three times fast. Anyway, you really look at this. I mean, again, why are the schools doing this without parental consent? I heard some guy today that was from the transgender community talking about, you know, how scared these kids are to say anything and how bad it is at home. And you're just painting the parents as animals. It's not right. It's not fair. Okay, and not allowing the parents to act on the religious personal beliefs or what have you. Again, not right, not fair. 90% of the kids, a little over 90, actually, it's almost 92%, of transgender, of kids that think they're the other sex, will return to their born sex within a few years of them going all through all this stuff in their head. they will come back to understanding and believing who they actually are. But we can't allow that to happen. We can't even allow them to think about that happening. That's really scary. 77-year-old public school nurse was suspended from Hartford Public Schools in Connecticut for revealing the students were on puberty blockers, and teachers were hiding this from parents, which is a bigger sin, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. Really? Why would you hide any medical condition, idea, situation from the parents? Why would you do that? The school nurse, Kathleen Cataford, was suspended from her job at the Richard Kinsella Magnet School. She put up a Facebook post exposing the school's actions. She said, investigate the school system curriculum. It's a very socially liberal, gender-confused state. As a public school nurse, I have an 11-year-old female on puberty blockers. All right, listen. I have an 11-year-old female on puberty blockers. It doesn't identify as non-binary, all but two keeping this as a secret from their parents. And the teachers are helping them. Social workers and school administrators are also on board. They hijack your children. They brainwash your children. They tell your children, don't listen to your parents. Your parents are wrong. And you wonder why it's so screwed up. And then when things don't work out for them and they're still suicidal, it's the parents' fault somehow. Because they didn't affirm them earlier in life. It's a bunch of malarkey. Teachers in SSWs are spending 37 hours a week influencing our children. I want you to think about it. Actually, more than that in some cases. Kids that have, you know, a trust and a love for their teachers hang out in those classrooms, ask for advice, do all kinds of things with those teachers. You don't think that they're having more influence than you are? You the parent? Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues?
then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The next hour, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Try to kick off some of the crazy stories. Kick off the weekend so you can sit there and scratch your head and go, do you want to know what I heard this week? Crazy stuff. Really, really crazy. Well, some more crazy stuff here. Here's a bomb who says that people who menstruate, people with a uterus, equal a woman. You know? And I'm not sure if that really takes a master's degree, she says, in biology, or biomedical, or bio-anything. Take a listen. Maybe. Got it. Don't you love it? There you go.
Lesson from this biomedical scientist, as you guys know, that's what I studied in college. This tweet has amassed the interactions of hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter, because it's apparently possible now for someone who's not a woman to experience PMS symptoms and period cramps. In case you missed, like, middle school health class, your period is when your uterus sheds the lining of the uterine wall. That's why it hurts. That's why you're cramping. So if you don't have a uterus, you're not having a period. I don't know how much more we can entertain this people who menstruate concept. And spoiler alert, dudes, if you really want a period so bad, take it. It sucks. There's a reason we're so miserable every single month. I don't know why you're pretending to want to have PMS symptoms. But the fact that this tweet has gained the attention of hundreds of thousands of people in a positive way just goes to show you how lost we are as a society. So I'm happy to tell you the truth.
I still love it. We need more like her. We need more people that are willing to step forward and say, this is asinine. This is just crazy stuff. All right? What? Again, remember, I've been talking about this for years. I don't have a crystal ball. I just have a little common sense. As time goes on, it's going to become more and more and more obvious, all right, that they're corralling you, for lack of a better term, into a way of doing business, into a way of speaking, into a way of treating certain people. Now, you never, ever treat these people with hate. Ever, ever, ever. I don't care where you sit on the issue, what your religious belief is. You never treat them with hate. You want to make sure. Because what are you going to get? All you're going to get through to them is that everything they believe about us is true, that we hate them. And we're not called to hate. If you're a Christian, you're definitely not called to hate. So don't do it. Yes, it's that simple. Don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stories we're going to hit on. We need to. And I thought this was great. This gave me a little heartwarming moment. Right? More voters now favor a 15-week abortion ban than oppose it. For the longest time, that wasn't true. Right? Most of these polls would come up with, you know, it's a woman's right to choose. Now they're saying, oh, wait a minute. With the science we have today and what I've seen, see, we didn't have that back in the 70s. You had to believe everything they told you. You had to believe anything the medical field told you or anybody in it. Well, now you don't. Now it's all over that big, bad interweb. You can't hide it anymore. Of the 1,500 American voters who took part in a poll, now this is by the Wall Street Journal, not known for hardcore right-wing stories, right? 48% said they would be at least somewhat support abortion restrictions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, with a certain exemption to protect the health of the mother, while 43% said they opposed it. A total of 31% of voters say that they strongly support a 15-week ban, while 34% of those surveyed said that they strongly oppose such a measure. Another 17% said that they would be somewhat in support of the ban. 10% say that they were somewhat opposed. Of those who oppose and support the measure, the results were split along party lines. 21% of Democrats signaled support for a 15-week ban versus 75% of Republicans. That's a big number. Well, that's a big swing, actually. Is it ideology? Is it belief system? I know some listening right now on the left are saying, no, that's because they're ignorant. They don't know any better. They allowed themselves to, you know, be moved by ignorant Republicans. That's all they call us. That's what they believe we are. Nevertheless, a 55% majority said it believes that abortion should be legal in all or most cases, while 30% say it should be illegal except for cases involving rape, incest, and medical emergencies. Only 11% don't want it to be legal at all. Lawmakers and governors in several states, including Mississippi, Florida, Arizona, and Kentucky, have introduced or even signed into law measures that would outlaw abortion after 15 weeks. Now, the Supreme Court is reviewing a 15-week abortion ban. This is the one that comes out of Mississippi. The court's decision in the matter could have a direct impact on the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling. It allows a woman to have an abortion until the point of fetal viability, usually around 22 to 24 weeks. Now, all these rulings are coming up in the next few months, right? We're here in April, May and June. They'll start coming through in June. Wall Street Journal poll conducted from March 2nd to the 7th. They gathered responses from about 1,500 registered voters. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.5%, or 2.5 points. So when do we cut it? Because of science, because of an interweb thing, you're finding more and more and more and more and more voters in support of a 15-week ban on abortion. I mean, many countries don't allow you to have an abortion after 22 weeks. We're the one of the few whacks that allows abortion right up in some states now after, but right up to labor. I don't know how do you look somebody in the face and justify that? If you've ever seen a baby been born, if you've ever held a newborn that's minutes old, for you to actually say that you're okay with the destruction of this human being at the point of labor, there's something deeply disturbed about you. A deep sickness. No, really. I don't care, male or female. I'm more than happy to say that again in case you didn't understand. It doesn't stop. Yeah, I know. I jump stories. I'm sorry. I get all excited about the ones you send me during a break. We were talking about the teachers, nurses that were hiding the fact that kids were on hormone blockers. And she got suspended for it. As well, she should open her mouth. She should have said something. You send your kids to school to be protected, not to have the schools hide them, hide information from you. And frankly, the school shouldn't be talking about sex. Right? They shouldn't be talking about genders and sex and LGBTQ issues. It's not their job. Reading, writing, arithmetic. That's it. I'm even afraid to give them history back. And science, too, is a scare. Do they really adhere to science? I'd say not. And she got a bunch of students that, you know, identify differently than male or female. And she wasn't allowed to say anything to the parents. Dr. Leslie Torres Rodriguez, the Hartford County Public School Superintendent, sent a letter to parents condemning Kathleen's post. She says, with deep regret that we write to inform you that a school nurse had inappropriate comments regarding lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning students. She went on to say that Hartford Public Schools strive to provide an inclusive environment where all students feel seen, valued, respected, and heard, unless you're a Christian. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep throwing those in there because it's a true statement. If you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, if your parents are Republican, not so inclusive. We as a school district are responsible for the health, well-being, social and emotional development, and safety of all the children entrusted to our care. Right? That wasn't that hard, right? And the parent and you parents, you need to be on this. You need to show up. You need to open your mouth at these things. I would love to hear from a parent that thinks it's okay for the school to keep information from you. Right? This is definitely medical information. To keep medical information from you. You okay with that? You think that's a good thing to do? Don't know how. Sarah Palin. She's coming out to run again. That's right. She announced a run for Congress in Alaska. Now, Palin released a statement on Facebook announcing that she's thrown her hat in the ring into a special election to replace the late Republican Congressman Don Young, who died mid-March after almost 50 years in Congress. God, these people need to retire. We can't keep letting this happen. Come on, this is nuts. What was he? Don Young. I have to remember. 88 years old. Come on. Yeah, I'm an ageist. What do you want from me? No. I know what those jobs take. I know how much time you have to put in it. I know how hard it is. Can we knock off the craziness? Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Maybe I'll hit Sony with some of this stuff. I am your host. You're listening to Joe Mazzini's show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour with Sonya Schmidt and myself. We'll be right back.